are now listening to Lower Road Radio.
Hey, welcome one and all to the number one podcast, winter, spring, and fall. Talking sports for the thrill of it all. Hey, talking life, but we're killing it all. Jason and Dan with the master plan. These are dangerous men with the mic in the hand, huh? Bonafide winners everywhere that we go. You're a part of the team.
Lower Road Radio.
Dad life, good life, bright lights in sight, all right.
What?
Dad life, good life, bright lights in sight, all right.
Yeah.
Dad life, good life, bright lights in sight, all right.
What? Bonafide winners everywhere that we go. You're a part of the team.
Lower Road Radio.
Let's get it.
What?
At Tanagra, when the walls fell, this is Dan Owings coming at you another time for Lower Road Radio with my co-host, as always, Jason.
Yeah.
How you doing today?
I might have COVID.
Okay. We all might have COVID, or we all don't have it, or we've never had it, or we all always did have it.
So, yeah, Shelby has it officially.
According to who?
The little test strip
okay.
thing.
And who's making that test strip thing? I thought you listened to Alex Jones, and you're just yeah. going with it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a China virus.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's what I call it.
Okay. All right. It's just I'm just trying to figure out saying, like, where your brain is on the thing.
Because
you just told me.
Yeah.
Because I know how much you like Alex Jones.
He's the best.
And his whole thing is that everybody's lying to you all the time, basically.
Correct. Yeah.
But you're like, this thing.
Except him.
Somebody, except him, exactly. That's his shtick. Somebody made this thing, a human being, and they say that I have COVID, so I must have COVID.
No, it's a real thing. Shelby's in pretty bad shape right now.
No, I'm sure she's sick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But to put the label COVID on it,
yeah.
She's got the flu.
Yeah, well, maybe. Here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
I felt fine a couple hours ago.
Uh-huh.
It's starting to hit.
Oh,
I feel
okay.
it. I'm right. feeling the COVIDness.
Okay.
I had it one other time.
Or you did, didn't.
No, that was pretty bad.
Once again, it's the naming of it.
Yeah.
It's just the flu.
Yeah, or the cold.
Or a cold.
It's a severe
it's
cold.
It's just a sickness.
Yeah, it's nothing NyQuil doesn't help. That's not medical advice, by the way.
NyQuil helps.
Yeah.
NyQuil always helps.
No, I'm more of a hot toddy guy.
You are a hot toddy guy.
Some black tea, a little bit of honey. Shot of whiskey.
I take the NyQuil cap, the measuring cup,
and
I
set that
throw
to the
it
side.
Away.
I just guess.
Down the bottle,
and
yeah.
I put a baby bottle top on the NyQuil,
yeah,
and just all night long. That's how I do it.
Yeah,
but
so, anyways, we'll see what happens. If you don't see shorts,
Mount Rushmore of cold medicine.
Okay, NyQuil,
Robitussin,
Dimetapp,
ZQuil. Same, but it
no,
just
no,
knocks
no,
you
no.
out.
That's just a sleep thing.
That's okay. a sleep thing.
That's not okay. a cold.
This
flu
is cold
thing.
Medicine.
Yeah.
I think
DayQuil. Come on.
I think that falls under the umbrella of NyQuil.
Well, NyQuil, like, you go to sleep
like
with
yeah. when you get George Washington, you also get Martha.
That's
like they're
true.
Both included.
I got you.
Okay,
the Quill brand.
Yeah, is George Washington DayQuil or NyQuil?
Oh, he's DayQuil.
So Martha's
the NyQuil.
She's the one that keeps you awake. All
you know
that yapping.
Saying. Yeah.
Jeez.
Martha.
Oh, I made a flag. Good job, Martha. I led an entire army to defeat the greatest empire on the face of the earth. Why don't you keep on quilting your flag?
How many stars you got on that thing? It's not going to be enough.
I'm going to put some more on that thing. So, NyQuil,
uh-huh.
Robitussin,
uh-huh. Dimetapp.
Dimetapp. I love Dimetapp.
Dimetapp is delicious.
It is delicious. I put it over a snow cone sometimes. It's awesome.
Do they still sell Dimetapp?
I don't know, but I did love Dimetapp.
Of all the medicines, mm-hmm. that's the best.
Yeah, I can't think of another. There's like Tylenol, cold and flu.
Yeah.
Let's just say.
What about Benadryl?
Ooh, but that's not, that's allergies.
That's true.
Yeah.
Let's just say the fourth one is generic cold and flu.
Okay.
Because there's always it's just generic cold and
Whenever
flu.
Whenever I buy cold and flu medicine and I go to the store, I read every box, mm-hmm. every label. I read it all.
I'm looking for the one that has the most like, you know, narcotics.
this is a Seinfeld bit and it's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Is, the maximum strength.
Right, yeah.
Figure out what's going to kill me, and then just back it off a little
that
bit.
That is a good bit. Did you find another cold medicine?
I didn't know, but I did find that Dimetapp still exists. Like the
okay.
Yes. I'm going to get some tonight.
Okay. So there it is. NyQuil, Robitussin, Dimetapp, and generic cold and flu.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good list.
Yeah. You know, zinc is really good.
Have you ever tried to take all of those at the same time? Just a cocktail?
And I don't think anybody who has ever done it has ever lived to tell it. So,
well,
and that's why Jesse's not here.
Actually, Jesse's not here because he was afraid to tell you guys. He told me since you know I'm a little bit younger, and I guess our generation is a little bit more understanding.
Yeah.
Jesse's actually had a long talk. He's going through a transition. He's Jessica now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it's like surgery night or something, or he's just getting fitted for a dress.
A bit of both.
Okay.
I think it's a 2-for-1 special.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was bound to happen.
Well, it's obvious just looking at him. He's been doing the hormone therapy.
It's been a long time coming.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, you finish your introductions.
Oh, Jesse's not here. He's still doing what he does.
Jessica. Not here.
Yeah. Whatever it is that they do. Preston is the czar of information.
And we're going to call upon him tonight. I've got some things.
He's got... So,
I'm ready.
So get your fingers typing. And then Stella is on the ones and the zeros. How you doing?
I think I might have COVID.
Oh, right. That's right. Well, we had the thought that maybe we might just... Well, we prefer to keep our episodes timeless.
Yeah, that's true.
Sometimes we'll talk about current events.
Yeah.
But we try not to do holiday. We used to.
Yeah. Those were the least downloaded episodes.
And back then, they were barely downloaded anyway. So to get lower than...
Yeah, single digits.
they were not popular.
Like, we did a whole Thanksgiving thing, and like it was a big...
It was one of my favorite episodes we ever did.
Yeah.
The people that liked it.
Yeah.
The people that...
All six.
Yeah, and they loved it, though. Oh, yeah. We did a whole... it wasn't a draft. We did a tournament bracket of Thanksgiving foods.
Yep.
Do you remember what won?
Turducken.
No.
Oh.
I think pumpkin pie won.
I think you're right. You know, I'd forgotten we did that.
But yeah.
Yeah. I think pumpkin pie did.
It was highly debated.
Yeah.
The six people that listened to that episode.
That was Studio A, I think.
I think that was Studio A.
It was the OG.
The OG.
Yeah.
Was that when you were in Oklahoma?
No, it's the first studio we had when we
came
back.
I see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
And that was before video.
Yeah.
It was just an audio episode.
It was just an audio episode, but those were the days. So,
you know, before we had to put makeup on.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Sure. Yeah. Had to. So
Jesse's always been doing this. So.
Yeah. That's part of it. I thought, well, maybe we might just talk. We could just, it's coming up. It's the Christmas time. Season is here. We could talk about Christmas.
Christmassy things.
You want to talk about Christmas?
I mean, maybe a little bit. I did not queue up some Christmas things. I've got some things. Let's talk about a few things, and then we'll talk about Christmas.
I have some Christmas topics. Today's also the first day of Hanukkah.
Oh.
Just as we sit here, when you're listening to it, it's not, but it might be in the middle of Hanukkah season.
Shalom.
A festival of lights. I will be lighting the first candle on the menorah tonight.
Yep.
Is that how it works? You light a candle every night on the menorah?
You do the star pattern.
You're not like a Jew, but you've got some Hebrew in you. So you're like Jew-ish, right? You're like kind of like...
That's my wife.
Oh, that's your wife. That's right.
But you look like a Jew.
Thanks.
If only you had the bank account.
Exactly.
And that's a compliment. That's not racist.
Yeah.
It's saying I'm saying they're good at something.
Absolutely.
Taking other people's money.
They call that prosperity.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
They do.
They're very prosperous.
Yeah, they are prosperous people.
Yeah. I wish I was.
In general.
One. Yeah.
I wish I was.
I mean, sometimes. You know, not all the time.
Yeah. About every 100 years or so, it turns out not so good for them.
Yeah.
What's your thing? What do you want to talk about?
So I was watching Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles with Teddy.
Heroes in a Half Shell.
And the newest version of it, I don't know what it's called, but there was a flashback episode where the cartoon that we watched growing up, like, went through a portal and, like, interacted with this new batch.
Everybody's
Have you been watching
this,
it, Preston?
I know what you're talking about.
Everyone's doing the split universe the stuff.
The multiverse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's a turtle multiverse.
Mm, turtleverse.
It's a turtleverse, it turns out. So it was fun because, like...
I love the old ones.
I like the old ones. The old ones are so much better. This new stuff, I don't get
Come
it.
Come on.
It's stupid.
It is dumb.
I told Teddy the other day, I'm like, can we watch something that's not stupid?
Mm-hmm.
Because your dad probably said that to you.
Mm.
That's right. Yeah.
He watched Looney Tunes with us.
Yeah. But he also watched that growing up.
Yeah, he didn't watch the Turtles with us.
No.
I loved the Turtles.
So in the Turtles.
Mount Rushmore of Turtles. Michelangelo.
Leonardo.
Raphael.
April O'Neil?
Yep.
So the...
I think I'm putting in my 2 weeks, guys.
So we had the discussion of what caused the Turtles to become the Turtles, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yes.
It's the ooze.
The ooze.
Right? The mm-hmm. ooze. They crawled through the ooze.
Was the laboratories? The laboratory that
I don't know.
Look it up.
Look it up.
Okay. I need to know this.
There's a big sunflower, mm-hmm. like a big dandelion.
He like breaks it off.
So we're talking about that. And apparently there's some controversy over if Splinter was an actual person who mm-hmm. touched a rat when he turned, or mm-hmm. was he a rat that turned when he touched the ooze?
Four baby turtles.
So anyways,
mm-hmm.
the question I had for Teddy was, if you could get oozed,
mm-hmm.
what animal...
Oh, if it turns you into an animal?
Yeah. Mm. So what... Like, listen, we're talking mutant animal.
I understand.
Okay, like...
I don't just turn into a puppy or something.
Yeah, you don't want to be
I turn into a
man puppy.
That's got, like, muscles and,
yeah.
powers.
So we know the four turtles, and we know Splinter is a mm-hmm. rat. Bebop and Rocksteady is a rhinoceros and a...
Warthog?
Warthog, mm-hmm. yeah. So
those are all good.
There are some variations out there. Can you think of one immediately?
That I would want?
Yeah.
Eagle.
Eagle?
Because I feel like I could fly.
A man eagle?
Yeah.
You probably could fly.
I think I would have wings and I could fly.
I feel like
the turtles have shells. They retained their shells and they still act as a shell. Yeah. They can still go inside of it. So I would want to be an eagle and then I could fly.
I think an alligator. Like you're basically bulletproof.
Alligator's pretty cool.
I mean, you got scales everywhere.
You got that big tail you can whip around and knock people out with. Alligator's cool. I still would take the eagle, just like a giant eagle.
I mean, monkey.
The grocery store.
Monkey.
I was about to make a comment about that.
Monkey aside, is there another animal that you could like pass as a human?
Monkey.
Like, obviously, if you're a monkey and you became like a man monkey, like you could pass as a human.
Right.
Like you put on a cloak
reptilian.
And you walk around.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So, like, is there another animal that you could, that would be passable as?
A lizard, clearly.
Well, there are lizard people, but they shapeshift.
Yeah. True. That's, no, I think.
I mean, it's basically the monkey ape world.
That's it. Yeah.
So any, like silverback gorilla would be an awesome one to change.
Yeah, definitely.
Because holy cow, they're massive.
I've seen that video of the guy and he's like part of the filming crew and that gorilla just grabs his leg and pulls him towards him. Have you seen that?
No, I've not.
And the guy's just like super calm and he's like, cause you don't want to fight it, you know? And so this gorilla is just like, and he just grabs this African dude that's like a part of the sound team and he's like holding this microphone and all of a sudden he just starts getting drugged away by this and he's just like and then the gorilla just lets him go and just walks away. It's like the most terrifying thing I've ever seen in my life.
You know, they say like the big cats, the lions and tigers and stuff like that, they're very much like a domesticated cat that you could be around them and you know they're not like wild. I just think I'd be terrified.
Not interested.
No.
Okay.
I don't like.
So Preston, what would your animal be?
I mean, it's kind of hard. It'd be weird to be like a man spider.
A man spider.
Oh, a spider's pretty cool.
Yeah. It'd be weird. Like a you human. Could,
well, you'd be well, like a Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
Yeah, just like,
you basically are saying like, Spider-Man.
No.
Man you just spider. Want to be spider. Oh, yeah, you want to be a like, man spider.
Yeah.
Okay.
The opposite.
Wait a minute. What's the difference between a man spider and a Spider-Man?
You'd have multiple limbs.
Oh, okay. So, because Spider-Man is more man than spider, but a man spider would be more their spider than man.
Yeah.
Is that how that works?
Yeah.
Okay.
That'd be pretty cool.
Kind of legit.
I guess. Would you have all the eyeballs and all that sort of stuff?
I mean, I would assume so.
Well, it depends on the spider.
She
you don't want to be a daddy long leg.
Oh, no. That's pretty lame.
Yeah. Like a tarantula is pretty scary.
Pretty cool.
I don't think tarantula is, though. But tarantulas, are they violent?
No.
Yeah.
No, people pick them up and hold them, but they just look scary.
Yeah, of course they do. They're terrifying. All right. That was a good one, Jason.
How we about, were coming in hot tonight.
How about I read the thing
Did I tell you I think I might have COVID?
Yeah, you mentioned that.
I'm not feeling good. Yeah. My head is cloudy.
Yeah, just we'll just keep on drinking that Mountain Dew. I'm sure it's helping. I'll read the thing that I was going to read last week, that sometimes in life, you just come to a realization about yourself. I think it's like self, maybe, I don't know what self-actualization is.
Self-awareness.
Maybe look up the definition of self-actualization. Maybe that's what I'm talking about. Mm. But sometimes you just come to this point where you're like, yeah, this is true about me.
Yeah.
And I wrote it down. It's just a short little simple sentence. I like a good bar of soap. Mm. That's what I realized the other day.
That defines
you. I'm a bar of soap guy.
Yeah.
I don't, all of the modern advances.
The 12-in-1s.
Yeah, the 12-in-1s, the scrubs, the it's got like grit in it and stuff,
like
or a loofah. I don't like any of that. I like the
orange pump with the grit.
I like a big old bar of soap.
Yeah, I just like
a bar of soap. I'm a bar of soap guy.
Mount Rushmore of bars of soap.
Like
Irish Spring.
Okay, so yeah, Irish Spring.
Now, growing up, Zest.
Zest.
Zestfully
Zest?
Clean.
Zest? Is that right?
Zest. Z-E-S-T.
Yeah.
Growing up, that's what we had.
Yeah.
Zest.
Google bars of soap.
Ivory?
There's Dove? Wasn't there a Dove?
Or is that the same thing?
I think it's like Dove Ivory.
Yeah.
We might not know a lot about this.
Turns out, I'm more of an Irish Spring guy.
Listen, Irish Spring belongs on the list.
It's my George Washington.
There's Dial.
Dial
is a big one. Okay.
Dove.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
That might be it.
That's really it.
Here's
there's the new one, like the Dr. Squatch stuff. That's like the new...
I want to try that.
What is it
pretty
called?
Pretty good. Dr. Squatch?
Dr. No, Squatch.
I saw Squatch.
That,
yeah.
Maybe a year and a half, 2 years ago, I was at Costco, and they had a big case. It was like 12 bars of soap made out of oat milk.
Oh.
And I went for that, and it was the best soap that I've ever had. And I worked my way through all those bars, and every time I go to Costco, I now wander around looking for those bars of soap, but I've not been able to. Currently, I'm using goat milk soap.
Okay.
I hoped, because it was so similar in sound to oat milk, that it would give me a similar experience.
One's an animal byproduct.
Yeah.
And another is an oat.
I loved the oat milk soap. So if any of our fans have kind of an in to oat milk soap, just go ahead and send it into Loud Road Radio, P.O. Box 1.
Yeah, we need a soap salesman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So Dial, Irish Spring.
Irish Spring. Mm-hmm.
Zest.
Is Zest still a thing?
And Dove.
Zest.
I feel like Dial might not be a thing anymore.
Because you said Dial's Zest. You said Zest fully clean, and I
you're not fully clean unless you're Zest fully clean.
Yeah, that's the thing,
isn't
it?
It's still a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a...
Now, I think it's called a deodorant mint. Bar.
It's like a mint color.
Yeah, it's
from
green.
What it shows.
It's
like,
here, it's a pure cleansing bar.
Yeah.
They're not calling it soap. Nowhere on here does it say soap.
It's a cleansing bar. How do you define soap? It's cleansing.
There's also a liquid form.
No, they have a deodorant bar soap. But they all advertise that they have vitamin E. So I like that. I just like a big, chunky bar of soap.
You ever had soap on a rope?
Love it. And you don't drop it.
No. You put it around the wrist?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good to go. I took a shower the other day at Planet Fitness, and I wished that I would have had a...
Turns out they don't even have showers there. He's in the bathroom sink.
Yeah. It didn't work very well.
It's very awkward.
I did bring my own soap, though.
Okay, that's
good. And I dropped it a couple times. You know? So...
You wish you had that soap on a rope.
I wish.
You know, some people make their own soap.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever done that?
Yeah.
Coming in hot.
Scraping the bottom of the barrel. No, Jason, I've never made my own soap, but I'm interested in it.
I would like to try someday. You know, I think our friend of the show, Jess, does that.
Yeah.
Because she does the essential oil. She's like basically a witch.
Yeah. I would take, I did, because she sells that,
the expensive stuff.
What's
Young
the pyramid
Living?
Scheme that she works for? What's that?
Young Living?
Young Living.
Is that what it's called?
I had their charcoal soap before.
Was that good?
Oh, yes. Now, it was given to me, I think. And it was not a big bar of soap, But it was square, and I did appreciate that.
And it was $35.
And it was probably $35. I loved it. It was a great bar of soap. It was black, and so it was like the water that kind of like hit the thing was like black. I was like, what's happening? How am I getting clean with a black bar of soap? But it was awesome.
I like the hotel little mini soap bars.
Oh, I don't like those as much.
Because it gives you the time. You're timing up your shower for one bar of soap.
I'm always itchy after those.
I think it's the water.
Is it?
Yeah.
Mm. I don't know what it is, but I don't like the hotel bars of soap. So anyway, that was my big thing that I came in today with. I like a good bar of soap. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I agree.
And now that I'm bald, I don't use shampoo or conditioner.
So turns out that bar soap is your 12-in-1.
Yeah, it is. For me, it accomplishes a lot.
It's also your motor oil.
Mm-hmm. I've brushed my teeth with it.
I've shaved. Yeah.
I've shaved with the bar soap.
I have too.
Come on. It works. All of this
fancy
shaving cream, it's Gillette, just soap.
Gillette.
All it is soap. You just rub the soap on your face until it lathers, and then you shave. It's fine.
Have you used butter?
Sure, I've used butter.
Yeah.
What?
To shave.
Oh, no, I haven't done
it. It's not in a hot shower? Come on. shave in a hot shower with some butter?
There he's just sitting there just taking a bite out of it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, like a stick of butter.
It probably would work.
No, it does.
Have you used it? Oh, you really have.
Yeah, it's delightful.
I feel like it would clog your pores like immediately.
That's why you shave it. You rub it and you shave it. Okay. And then the hot and the steam.
I'm going to try that.
And it smells good too.
I'll bet it smells amazing.
It does. It's absolutely amazing.
Leaves you all greasy though afterwards.
I'm surprised that like butter flavored soap isn't a thing.
That's what people would eat it. And that's
maybe
a
it should just be buttered
scented. No soap should be flavored, period.
Well, I think they're all a little minty.
If you say so.
I mean, I haven't tried them all.
Mm-hmm.
What's the one, Christmas Story? What's the bar of soap that he gets? Look that up.
Yeah, I think it's red. It's red. And in it, he says he was always a something
Ovaltine.
Boy.
Ovaltine. Oh, no, wait, that's the coded.
Yeah, no, he always liked, what was the name of it?
Yeah.
He said it had a piquant aftertaste.
Christmas Story bar of soap.
Mm-hmm. Brand
Lifebuoy,
that was it. Yeah,
okay, but he was more of a what?
He liked Lifebuoy. Oh, okay. That's what he liked. Yeah. Yeah, so. What?
Okay. Is it my turn or your turn?
Oh, it's definitely your turn.
Okay, let's hit the Netflix.
Oh,
I got stuff.
You better.
No, it leads into it.
All of my stuff is Christmas, so I don't want
to. We're getting ready to do Christmas.
I don't want to do too much Christmas.
Netflix, watch these shows with us. Netflix, or maybe Hulu Plus. Netflix, watch these shows with us. Netflix, or maybe Hulu Plus. Or maybe Amazon Prime or something like that, like YouTube.
Jason, what is your Netflix suggestion of the week? But first,
yes,
your quick reaction, because people really don't want to hear us talk about this, to the Great British Baking Show finale.
I liked it a lot.
You think they made the right choice?
I do.
Yeah.
I do think that they should have had a final four instead of the final three. I think they should have let Tash into the finals.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That would have been unprecedented.
Well, here's the thing. I think they were all equal. Mm-hmm. I don't think one stood head and shoulders above everybody else. Mm-hmm. And nobody was that far behind.
And
either.
She could have won.
And she could have won.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I was rooting for Maddie in the final, but I thought Josh would win. That's where I was at.
Prior to the episode, I thought the same thing.
Yeah.
Josh had been peaking, mm-hmm. you know, doing really well. Mm-hmm. I really like Maddie. Maddie was like my go-to guy.
Maddie's a lot of fun.
I like Maddie.
Seems like a good hang, you know?
I like Maddie. Maddie's a good guy.
He's, of all the guys, he's the one that I would want to, you know, go out on the town with on a Friday night and just... Yeah.
Soap it up.
Callback. All right. What's your Netflix suggestion of the week?
My Netflix suggestion of the week can be found on YouTube.
Oh.
With the commercials.
Better. Better.
1987, the year that we should all still be living in.
That was the best year.
We
peaked as a civilization in 1987.
I would do that year all.
Ronald Reagan was president.
Come on.
All of the Major League Baseball teams that should have been there were there. The ones that weren't. aren't supposed to be there, weren't there yet.
Rocky IV?
Rocky IV. Come on.
Yeah.
The Nintendo, Super Nintendo had not dropped yet.
Yeah.
So Nintendo is still, it's
we're
like
still
peak.
Duck Hunting.
Yeah, we're playing Duck Hunt, Super Mario Brothers. Yeah.
Or the original Tetris.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, that was a fantastic
Those
time.
Were the glory days.
1987 was mm-hmm. it.
Sitcoms were amazing.
Oh, come on. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cheers was crushing. At that in 1987,
Family Ties.
Yeah,
Family Ties.
Sha la la. So it's
1987
on YouTube.
Family Muppet Christmas.
That is, and I'm not exaggerating.
Yeah,
my favorite Christmas thing.
Yeah,
to watch
of all
time.
Yeah, not kid or friendly.
No,
or,
I watch it without kids. I'll watch it by myself, and you do have to pull the one. Yeah. Off of YouTube that has the commercials.
There are two.
Uh-huh.
One is labeled at 44 minutes. Mm-hmm. That's one without commercials.
Yeah.
You got to catch the one that's labeled like 58.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one with commercials.
Yeah.
The Toys R Us kid,
mm-hmm.
Zack Attack,
yeah,
all that.
Oh,
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
It makes me so happy.
I just want to live in 1987.
Yeah.
So we're watching Family Muppet Christmas.
I haven't watched that one yet because I've just been holding out. It doesn't feel Christmassy enough yet for me to watch it.
It just snowed the other
but
day.
But once, I know, but it's still, what is it? Today's December 7th, day which will live in infamy. We could talk about that later if you want.
What happened?
Are you even an American? You just made all of our veterans.
I know what happened.
Okay.
Come on. Calvin Coolidge became president.
Mm-hmm. No.
Oh.
Do you know what happened on December 7th?
I do. It's Pearl okay. Harbor.
Yeah. Well, listen. There's some conspiracy around that.
Unsurprisingly.
We'll save that
Alex
for
Jones can tell us.
Yeah.
All right, so.
So we're watching the Christmas special.
As you do.
And the part where the Swedish chef.
Horgen.
Right, yeah. Right. He's getting ready to take the turkey.
Yeah.
And put him in the oven.
Mm-hmm.
And the turkey says, wait a minute, come over here. And he opens up the door and he shows Big Bird.
Big Bird. Yeah.
Oh.
Spoiler alert. The Sesame Street gang just shows up in a Muppet thing. Like, we're supposed to, like, be expecting that.
Yeah, it was wild.
It was, like, the very first, like...
Crossover.
It's the Muppet multiverse.
Well, it was about the same time period that the Jetsons and the Flintstones connected.
Do you remember that?
Come on, yeah.
That might have been 1987.
It could have been.
That was a good year.
That was a great year.
Mm-hmm.
So we're watching that.
Yeah.
Big Bird pops up on the screen.
Uh-huh.
Teddy turns to me, and he asks me a question.
Okay.
I honestly do not know the answer.
Oh, okay.
And I immediately started to give an answer. I stopped.
Girl.
Boy or girl?
Yeah.
Is it a girl? See, Snuffy is a boy, right?
Google it.
That's what we need to Google.
In a second, you were correct about the year. It was 87 for the Flintstones and Jetsons.
Yeah. What? Come on.
1987 was a great year.
It was the best year. It was the best year.
Oh, man. So I don't know why, I always thought Big Bird was a girl.
Well, my thought. So I,
Erica okay, and I, listen. The biggest fight we've ever had.
And that's saying something.
Because we have some real wing dingers. The biggest fight I think we
Knock
ever
down,
had
drag out.
Was over the pronunciation of Big Bird's friend's name.
Snuffleupagus.
Yeah. And now I can admit this. Was wrong. I said it was Snuffleupagus.
No.
And she's like, no, it's not Upagus, it's Snuffleupagus.
Yeah.
And I said, I will not sit here and let
you berate me.
Tell me how to say it. It's Snuffleupagus. And we really went at it.
Yeah.
And it might have been like even, I think it was very early. It might have been our first fight.
Yeah.
And so it's like, it was like dial up and no smartphones.
Oh, that's
so,
the worst.
Like, how can we?
You have to start calling people.
It was a huge fight. So yeah, what's the answer?
But where's the dude?
A dude. No, I know a dude plays Big Bird, like in the suit.
But as a character.
The character.
Big Bird's
Big Bird is a boy.
See, I thought that because my first gut reaction was girl.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as I said, I started saying, whoa. His best friend is Snuffy.
Yeah.
Snuffy is obviously a boy.
Obviously.
Look that up.
Snuffleupagus.
Has to be a boy.
I'm thinking
Big Bird and Snuffy, I mean, they're just best bros,
mm-hmm.
right? They're hanging out.
Sure.
You could not have a boy and a girl age 4 or 5.
Yeah.
Just
hanging out.
Hanging out mm-hmm. like that.
Although, how old is Snuffleupagus?
That's a good question. I mean, Big Bird's obviously a child.
Yeah, but Snuffy, I don't think is.
He's kind
of older. Snuffy's a dude. Okay, how old is Snuffy?
I'm working on
that. All right.
I said we're going to work.
So this is. I feel like
he's going to earn his.
I feel like Snuffy might be like 30 something, and Big Bird's like a kid.
I don't like that.
That's creepy.
There's no. He doesn't have an age.
He doesn't have an age. He's eternal.
He's eternal.
I guess so.
He always was, and he always will be.
Was, is, and will be. Yeah.
It's pretty cool, I guess.
He's the alpha and the omega.
of whatever he is.
The Snuffleupagus.
What is his species? Is he
a woolly mammoth?
Woolly mammoth?
No, his species is just Snuffleupagus.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
Snuffy.
Far be it from me. I mean, what's Gonzo anyway? So
he's an alien.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess.
No, Muppets in Space. He comes out as an alien.
He comes out?
Yeah. As an alien.
As an alien.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Because there's a...
And the rest are just monsters.
Yeah.
Right?
They're just regular monsters.
They're just monsters.
A Cookie Monster.
Animal's a monster.
Yeah. They're all monsters.
Well, Fozzie.
Fozzie Bear.
the bit when Fozzie and the snowman...
Oh, come on.
I mean, geez. It
waka, waka, waka.
All right.
I prefer Ralph the Dog.
I love Ralph the Dog. Ooh, I love a good piano that's out of tune.
I love Ralph.
Ralph is awesome.
Our cousin, do you remember which stuffed animal he had of the Muppets? Because I was so jealous, and I shouldn't have been. Ben.
I don't remember.
He had Scooter.
Scooter was cool.
He had Scooter, yeah. And I just remember, you know, age seven, mm-hmm. being jealous of that. Yeah. I'm like, now I'm like, Scooter wasn't even, like, if I could have any of them, it wouldn't have been Scooter.
But he had a lot of stuff that was better than us.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah,
it was, you know, just more jealousy. He had the cooler video games and everything. Did you have two Netflix suggestions?
Yeah, I mean, I have another Christmas one. I was going to save it, but I'll go ahead and burn it.
Just go ahead and burn it. There's not enough Christmas movies out
Apple
there.
Apple TV.
Oh, is this okay. The Will Ferrell one?
It is the Will Ferrell.
I've not seen it.
So Will Ferrell and Ryan. I was going to say Ryan.
One of the Ryans.
Ryan Reynolds. Yeah,
just
Ryan
one
Reynolds.
Of the Ryans.
Ryan and Will.
Uh-huh.
They do a movie called Spirited, and it's a take on the Scrooge story. And it turns out it's a musical.
Did you know that Charles Dickens,
uh-huh.
who wrote A Christmas Carol?
I know who he is.
Well, you didn't know what December 7th was, so I can't make any assumptions.
I know.
Did you know that he basically saved Christmas? Did you know this?
I thought Jesus did that.
Jesus created Christmas.
Oh.
So... The history of Christmas.
You just made a lot of people angry.
That he invented Christmas?
Jesus invented Christmas?
Well, he is Christmas. Or
Father Christmas?
What?
Who?
So, Jesus was born...
Not on Christmas.
On a spring night.
Well, some say September.
Those people are idiots. The shepherds were watching their flocks by night. That happens in the spring. That's
also the fall.
Spring. So there are other things.
I'm leaning into the fall.
You're just contrary. What does Alex Jones say?
Well, turns out Jesus was born on September 11th.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. It checks out, I guess. So Christmas, Jesus is born, that sort of thing. The early church does not seem to really care that much about
Jesus.
The Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Then
turns out the early church only cared about Jesus.
Yeah. And then as the gospel spreads to
Istanbul,
particularly northern climates, they have a lot of, Christmas solstice, pagan ceremonies. And so
like the
long story short,
the Druids invented Christmas,
the Druids and whatnot. So long story short, the Christians come in like, listen, we can keep the trees, we can keep the Yule log, we can keep this, but we got to throw Jesus in the middle of it.
And they said, can we get Santa?
And they're like, okay, fine. You can have Santa.
So although, we can have Santa and Jesus.
St. Nicholas punched somebody at the Council of Nicaea. So like, that's pretty cool. But, so anyway, then, so Christmas starts to take off in England and all of these areas, but then the Puritans come in.
Oh,
those guys.
Darn Puritans.
I know, Puritans. They're just a real bunch of Debbie Downers.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, just they get this is no good, and we don't like this, and we don't like this.
Wearing dark clothes all the time.
Yeah, and so then when the Puritans and Oliver Cromwell, and it's like they're really in their power, they start saying, no, Christmas is pagan, and they even send out officers of the law to make sure people aren't celebrating Christmas on Christmas night. They made sure churches weren't having Christmas ceremonies. I mean, they were just basically going to kill Christmas.
Turns out the Puritans are probably right.
Yeah. So, and then Christmas is almost nothing at this point.
Yeah.
And then this guy named Charles Dickens, a struggling author, shows up and he writes this book, and he pulls from all of this kind of like Christmas myth, anything that he could find, any Christmas type traditions, and creates A Christmas Carol. But what he does is he Christianizes it because of the ghost of Christmas past, and it's all about like the afterlife and living well and that sort of thing. And then it ends up being this massive bestseller, and all of a sudden after that, the year after that, and then following Christmas, has this huge resurgence that has not slowed down since. So thanks to Charles Dickens for saving Christmas. We would not be having this discussion right now if it wasn't Charles Dickens. So
we'd have a different discussion.
I don't know what the discussion would be, but we talk about something. So but you like Spirited.
Spirited, it's very good. I went into it thinking I wasn't going to like it.
Mm-hmm.
Watched it with the kids. And, I mean, it's PG-13. I think I would let any of my kids watch it, you know. But it was good. It was very, very good. Musical, pretty good music. Stella, you watched it, right? You liked it? Yeah. So, Spirited. Apple TV.
Okay.
It's my second Christmas suggestion.
1987, Family Muppet Christmas. Muppet Family Christmas,
yeah,
and then Spirited.
Yeah. Look one more thing up. The Smurf Christmas special, because I have a thing about Smurfs.
Okay.
If it was 1987, my mind's going to blow.
I don't know that it would be, but maybe. You never know. My Netflix suggestion of the week is, I'll make it a Christmas movie.
Okay.
We watched, this week we had a gingerbread house competition, and we watched Christmas with the Cranks.
Oh, with Tim Allen.
With Tim Allen and
Patricia.
No, oh. She was in True Lies. She was
Kathy Lee Gifford.
No, Kathy Lee Gifford. Jane something.
Jane Curtis.
No.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Jamie Lee Curtis. There it is.
I knew I'd get close.
Jamie Lee Curtis and Tim Allen. Dan Aykroyd is in it.
Oh, I love Dan Aykroyd.
And it is a good Christmas movie.
It's aight.
I mean, it's not in my top
20.
Definitely not my top, five. It might be in my personal top 10, but we're getting there.
Definitely. 9, 10, 11, Jingle All the Way, Christmas with the Cranks.
I prefer Jingle All the Way,
yeah,
just because of Phil Hartman.
Come on.
But it's right there with Jingle All the Way. It's that level of Christmas movie.
No,
it's in that tier anyway.
It's above the Hallmark.
Oh, yes, it's way above the Hallmark movies. but yeah, it's no Christmas Story or Christmas Vacation. No,
those are the best.
This Friday night, we're going to the Palace Theater to watch It's a Wonderful Life. Very excited about that. So,
is Jimmy Stewart leading? Is he dead?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know
we're
that.
We're watching the movie, you know. Like, they don't...
Oh, it was a play. It's not a play?
No, we're watching the movie.
Oh. Is it black and white or is it colorized?
I hope it's in black and white.
I hope they colorized
it. I'm going to be so upset.
Yeah, I know. You're still grayscale on your phone?
Uh-huh. Yep, still doing it.
Jeez.
There it is.
Have you ever flipped it off?
Not once.
Just for a second?
Not once. There it is.
Oh, my gosh. I just don't think I can
I've been at 2 weeks grayscale. Yeah. And my screen time has gone down. I feel better.
I try to figure out how to do it. I can't figure it out.
It's hard. It's not. They don't make it easy because they want you to use it. Preston, what's your Netflix suggestion of the week?
Godzilla Minus One.
Godzilla Minus One.
Is that Christmas?
Very Christmas.
Okay.
No.
What is it? It's a movie or it's a cartoon?
It's a movie. It's in theaters right now.
Oh, it's in theaters right now. It's like a real movie.
Yeah.
Okay. Who's in it?
Godzilla. No Americans.
No Americans?
It's a Japanese movie.
Is it dubbed?
Yeah.
Oh, gross.
But it's...
Did you watch it?
Yeah.
Oh, you like it?
Does it have subtitles?
Yeah, subtitles. I mean, I
does he
can't
come out
Japanese.
Of the ocean?
Yes.
Okay.
Does he have laser, like, fire-breathing lasers?
Sure does.
Yeah.
He does.
Yeah.
How big is he compared to, like, a building?
He's, like, a little bit bigger than buildings.
A little bit bigger than buildings.
Some towards the end of the movie.
Some of the Godzillas are too big, and some of them are too small. There's, like, a perfect size for
a
Godzilla.
We watched the other day Kong versus Godzilla.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Who's in that? Is Samuel L. Jackson in that?
No.
What's the one that he's in?
I think like the 2000s one.
Well, the King Kong with Jack Black. Is it that one? That's actually...
I love that movie. That is a very underrated movie.
The one with Samuel L. Jackson was Kong.
Yeah.
That was the most recent.
Kong.
Yeah.
I liked that.
Yeah, that was okay.
Kong was fun.
Yeah.
It was just fun. It wasn't like a great movie. It was just fun.
It's different than the Jack Black.
And this is called Godzilla Minus One.
Yeah, it takes place like right after World War II. Like
okay.
Japan's already like, you know.
Oh, already decimated.
Dead. Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then right. Godzilla comes in and just ruins the rest.
Oh, geez.
It's pretty depressing, that's actually.
Kind of messed up.
I think Japan should tweak it and use Godzilla to fight the Americans.
Doesn't Godzilla always go to Japan? Isn't that his thing?
For
he
the
just
most
doesn't
part.
Like Japan.
Yeah. I mean, probably because the Americans nuked him.
What if Godzilla is an American psyop?
I mean, it's possible.
What's a psyop?
Let's not worry about it.
Okay. All right, so
it's
Godzilla.
A psychological operation.
Okay, sure.
It actually never really happened. They think it was Godzilla, but it was us dropping the bombs.
This is like a, was there a movie where Sinbad was a genie?
Yes.
It's that kind of situation.
Mandela effect. Yeah.
That the Mandela effect is also Snuffleupagus and Snuffleupagus.
And the Berenstain Bears.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the big one.
I love the Mandela effect.
Mm-hmm. Do you believe in it?
Yes, 100%.
You 100% believe
100%
in it?
100%. We've split off thousands and hundreds of thousands
okay.
of times.
Okay.
So somewhere in an alternate universe, the show's doing really well.
It's crushing. And Joe Rogan's in a basement somewhere. All right. What else you got?
Did we do all the... Did you do yours?
Yeah. Okay. Christmas with the Cramps.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. So bad. It's a stupid movie. Listen, I like Tim... Okay, of all the... Tim Allen Christmas movies. It's Santa Claus.
I prefer Christmas with the Cranks.
Over Santa Claus?
I'm not a big Santa Claus fan.
Santa Claus 3.
Yeah.
With Martin Short as Jack Frost. That one's fantastic.
If you say so.
It's really good. So, I was asking about the Smurfs thing the other day. I was flipping through some old... That's my thing lately. I like going back to 1987 on the YouTube and watching cartoons as they played at the time.
Yeah.
So, the Smurfs were playing.
Sure.
I like it. Mm-hmm. And I started... to watch it, and the other kids, you know, they come down, they start watching. They said, they all look the same. I said, yeah, Smurfs, no,
it's racist.
Brainy Smurf has glasses.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They
look different.
They look different. So my question was, how many Smurfs can you name?
Oh, gosh.
Papa Smurf.
Papa Smurf. Smurfette.
Smurfette.
Brainy Smurf.
Yeah. It was like Handy Smurf. He had like a tattoo. He was like a...
Is there a grouchy Smurf?
No.
There is one that's grouchy, though.
Yeah.
There is a Grouchy Smurf.
Oh, is there a Grouchy Smurf?
Okay.
Preston's up on the Smurfs. Look it up.
Well, I am.
Okay.
That's how I know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't...
Vanity. He always had the mirror.
Oh, Vanity. He's gay, right?
Yeah.
Is Vanity Smurf gay? Can we find that out?
Yes, 100%.
Mm. Yeah, okay.
Just looking at him, yeah.
He... All right, what are the other Smurf names? Those are the only ones that I can name. I'm not up on... Gargamel is the bad guy. I know that.
And as... What was the cat's name?
Aslan.
I was going to say...
Is Azrael.
Azrael.
Azrael and Gargamel.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah. Okay. What are the other Smurfs?
I guess it was Clumsy Smurf.
Oh, yeah. Clumsy.
Hefty.
Jokey. I remember Jokey.
What was the last one?
Handy.
Hell, Handy. Yeah.
Farmer Smurf.
I don't
Chef.
Know. Yeah, we're at the end of
we're,
it.
We're getting on the edges now.
Did you ever watch Snorks?
Yeah, I'm your brother. Yes, I watched. Snorks were fine.
It was a Smurf knockoff.
Yeah, it was a Smurf knockoff. Yeah, they were like the underground
underwater.
Snurfs.
Underwater.
Underwater.
Because they had like a...
Yeah. weird little tentacle thing.
Yeah. I don't know what that was.
It's like where they breathe from, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, but they're always like shooting out bubbles. That means there's oxygen or air at some point, but they never go up for air. How's that? They just like...
They create their own air, and then the bubbles come...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Turns out they could turn around backwards and like...
They go fast.
Propel with it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, what do you got? And a Smurf.
Have we talked about the last evidence of humanity on Earth? Have I told you that?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Do you know that if all of a sudden I snap my fingers and every single human being was just disappeared from
like
the face
Thanos.
Of the earth? Like Thanos.
Yeah.
Except 100% and not 50. What would be the last evidence years and years and years from now that humanity existed?
I have
Jesse's
the answer.
There's underwear? Is that what you're going to say?
No.
Okay. There's buildings. There's all sorts of things that have that prove the existence of humanity.
Yeah.
Twinkies. I don't know. Like, what is going to be the last evidence that everything except for this one thing?
Nuclear radiation.
Nuclear radiation.
Yeah. So it turns out they set some nukes off in ancient Pakistan, Afghanistan, India, and we've detected it.
Okay.
So there was a previous civilization before our own.
Did you pick this up from Mr. Jones?
No.
Okay.
He doesn't get into that.
Sure.
This is Graham Hancock.
Okay.
He's the one that does the what's that called? Askawana?
I have no idea what you're I don't know who Graham Hancock is.
Dude, there's a fantastic... You need to watch this.
If you say so.
On Netflix, there's Graham Hancock's like hidden history or something like that. Okay. And he's talking about ancient civilizations that predated written history.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some evidence to suggest that man may have been around for 50, 60, 100,000, 200,000 years. Mm. Not caveman or not Neanderthal, but like man. Mm-hmm. Like they built big cities. Mm-hmm. They had technology and lasers and all this other stuff.
They nuked everybody.
And they nuked everybody. Mm-hmm. And they can detect it because that's not a naturally occurring thing.
Mm-hmm.
So
you're wrong.
Well, you don't know that.
The last evidence of humanity
will
be something that never goes away.
Satellites in space.
Our footprint on the moon. Lance Armstrong's, there's no gravity. That footprint will be there for millions and millions and millions of years.
If you believe we landed on the moon.
Well, I guess there's that.
Do you believe in space? Like real, for real?
I believe in what C.S. Lewis called the deep heavens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The firmament.
Yeah.
Yeah. That checks out.
Okay.
Flat Earth or hollow Earth? Wait. If you had to pick one.
I got
to
pick one, flat or hollow?
Yeah. They're not both flat and hollow. So listen, typical science would tell us.
I'll bet there are flat earthers that are also hollow earthers. That's like a subset.
It's
flat, but it's also got a big space in the middle.
Because reptilians live in the hollow space under the flat earth.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course that's a segment of the population.
I love the fact that there's like at the flat earth convention, there's like a group of people that all the flat earthers like, can you believe that guy? He's crazy.
He thinks it's hollow.
he thinks the flat earth is hollow.
What an idiot. It turns out, so flat Earth, there is no end. It goes on forever.
Oh, sure.
And ever and ever and ever and ever.
Like, okay.
Antarctica is an ice wall that goes around what we know as the seven continents.
Mm-hmm.
And beyond the ice wall, there are other continents, other
people. So I could just walk to Antarctica and then just keep on walking?
Yeah, if you could get over the mountain.
Okay.
It turns out that's why they put military bases down there to stop people from going over the mountains.
Okay.
So,
then you see the other side.
Yeah, well, it's going to open up a whole new realm of possibilities. So there's other people in.
Do the military people also kill the people that try to make it over here?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So there's
just like, a bunch of dead bodies in between.
Yeah. Well, they're frozen.
Yeah.
It's anti.
Okay.
So, flat Earth or hollow Earth? If you like, gun to your head.
What's the implications of the hollow Earth that there's people living down there? Is that
the
thought?
There's whole civilizations.
Like journey to the center of the Earth kind of stuff.
That or a runaway civilization. So like the civilization that lived 300,000 years ago.
Mole people.
They went underground and they're living there and they've got, that explains the UFOs and all the other stuff.
So if I have to pick between flat, the Earth is flat, not round, or that there's a civilization of...
Like reptilian overlords living underground.
Do they have to be overlords? Can't they be underlords?
No, they are overlords.
Okay, I would take the hollow Earth if I had to pick
with
one
with the
of
reptilian.
Those. Yeah,
yeah. Well, that biblically checks out.
Doesn't flat Earth biblically check out?
Well, it's odd.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out they're both true. I am part of that segment that believes in flat and hollow Earth.
Well,
he's the guy that they all talk about the convention. The cloak on that
guy. Do you know who buys more helium than anybody else on the planet? And it's not clowns.
Barnum and Bailey.
No, it's NASA. Turns out that's how they have the satellites in space. Balloons.
They take them up with helium.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Did you know today's National Cotton Candy Day?
I did. I saw that on Twitter.
Shouldn't it be in the summer? Doesn't it seem weird that national... Isn't cotton candy a summer food?
What if it's... I don't know. What if it's Australian-based?
I don't think it is. If anything, it's Chinese.
Look up where cotton candy
was invented. Yeah, where was cotton candy invented? Do you like cotton candy?
I love cotton candy.
You do?
Yes.
Erica loves cotton candy.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say cotton candy is healthy for you, but it's not as bad for you as you think, because this much cotton candy is like a quarter cup.
There's more sugar in this Mountain Dew.
A lot more.
Yeah, than a huge thing of cotton candy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So true. I'm not saying it's good for you, but it's basically...
It's better than the Mountain Dew.
It's just like eating a quarter cup of sugar.
Yeah, I love that.
Basically,
it is. Do you ever do that? Go to the kitchen and just get like a spoonful of sugar?
No. I like to dip sometimes things in sugar, like strawberries.
Or your finger?
I've done that.
Originally from Renaissance Italy.
Renaissance Italy.
Okay, yeah.
That makes sense.
That checks out, yeah.
I bet it was Da Vinci was behind it somehow.
Yeah.
He
invented all sorts of things.
Mm-hmm. And he had one of the turtles named after him.
It's true.
Well, Jason.
Do we have any strong opinions? I know Jesse's not here. Are we going to just bypass that?
I don't know.
You know, someone on Twitter, you saw it, Preston, unofficial Lower Road Radio,
yeah,
says they missed Preston last week.
Really?
And there was too much of Jesse.
That's nice. So we don't think there is a fly the size of
a small Jesse. Bird.
Of a lizard person. Yeah. Yeah, there's a Jesse-sized fly flying around the studio. It is huge. It's really distracting.
It's last 5 minutes I've been watching it.
It has an irregular flight pattern. I think it's close to death. That's what I think.
Did I ever tell you about the time that there was a group of horseflies?
I hate a horsefly.
Listen, me, Estelle, and Shelby were watching TV or a movie in Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. And Estelle, you were like 10, 11 years old at the time. And all of a sudden, like 1,000 horseflies are in our living room.
It's like Alfred Hitchcock stuff.
It was crazy. I don't know where they came from.
Have you ever been bitten by a horsefly?
It's awful.
It's like worse than a bee sting.
Like when you go in the pool and they come and they land on you and they bite you, you gotta go underwater real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
No.
All right, that's the show. This is Dan signing off for Jason, reminding you to always keep your stick on the ice and never wear the blue sweats.
Sit, boo-boo, sit. Good dog.
I have spoken.
Good night, Lara Patch Kids, especially unofficial Lara Radio.
No, we've already given them.
Okay.
Haven't done...
Especially what?
Lynette. Lynette follows us on the X.
Okay.
Lynette's a good lady.
Hair like a clown.
She lives in
a lot of makeup.
She lives in a town of 68 people.
This is beeping.
Yeah.
Okay.
Small town. Likes us.
Probably likes John Cougar Mellencamp.